Have you opened your fridge, peeked into your cabinets, and felt like you had absolutely nothing to whip up? You're not alone, my friend. Today, I'm here to guide you on a very normal adventure, in my world anyways, crafting mouth-watering meals using just what you already have lying around and no trips to the grocery store required. Sound like a challenge? Challenge accepted. This is the one pantry challenge that changed my life. So tune in and let's do this. Do you dread meal planning because it seems like so much work? Do you find yourself ordering takeout at 5 p.m. again and again because you just don't know how to answer the ever-dreaded question, Mom, what's for dinner? Or perhaps you're wishing you had a simple, step-by-step system to whip up quick, healthy meals for your family so you can actually spend quality time with them instead of slaving away in the kitchen. Welcome to the Meal Planning for Busy Moms podcast. I'm Blaga Gerson, your host and fellow mama of four who's obsessed with creating systems to solve the what's for dinner dilemma without chaos. For many years, I was doing it all wrong, making those frantic last minute dinner decisions, relying way too much on takeout, and making far too many mad dashes to the grocery store, which left me feeling drained and overwhelmed. But then I realized I needed a simple, effective plan that would seamlessly fit into our hectic lives. A plan that I could stick to no matter what life threw at us. So in this podcast, I'll be sharing the exact weekly meal plan, tips, tricks, and strategies to meal plan in just 15 minutes a week with no stress, pressure, or overwhelm, my friend. So hold off on ordering that pizza, mama, pop in those earbuds, and let's dive in. Hey, hey, beautiful mama. Welcome back to another episode of the Meal Planning for Busy Moms podcast. This is episode 49, and I'm going to call it How to Meal Plan Without Stepping Foot in a Grocery Store. This is something that has changed my life, my dinner time rush, and it's a challenge that I truly feel that you should consider. And I just hope you're all doing so good. Sorry my episode is late. I just needed a minute. The solar eclipse and the Mercury being in retrograde was kicking my butt. And I don't know if you follow all of that stuff, but I sure do. And it is affecting me in a big way. And also, I think I might be pre-menopausal. So I couldn't self-regulate and there was no way I was coming on here for you guys in that dark, negative place. Okay, but I'm good now and I'm back. So yay. So before we dive in, do you want to come hang out with other busy moms who are on a mission to answer the hey mom, what's for dinner question without stress or overwhelm and make quick, healthy, and delicious meals your family will love? Inside the free meal planning for busy moms Facebook group, you'll get weekly meal plans, tips, tricks, strategies, and recipes so you can plan in 15 minutes a week. You'll even be able to connect, share some of our funny kitchen stories, and get support inside the community. I'd love for you to come and join us. And you can join at bit.ly/meal planning for busy moms FB group. Okay, do you have your coffee, mama? Let's do this. Let me take you back a bit. Picture this. It was a stormy evening. Or should I say a premenopausal evening? Because this totally happened to me the other day. The kind of evening when the idea of stepping outside to grab groceries was about as appealing as a root canal. My stomach growled, my fridge hummed back in sympathy, and my pantry, well, my pantry seemed to mock me with its mismatched contents. It was then that I decided no more. I was going to make a delicious meal with whatever I had on hand, come hell or high water. Spoiler alert, it turned out amazing, and I learned a valuable lesson. You don't need to shop to enjoy good food. You just need to get creative. So here are five tips to meal plan like a pro, using what you got. Number one, inventory is your best friend. Start by knowing what you've got. Dig deep into the back of your pantry and freezer. You'll be surprised what gems are hiding in there. Number two, get inspired. Look at what ingredients you have and get creative. Think about what meals can be made from those ingredients. No ingredient is too small to inspire a meal. Number three, embrace flexibility. So you don't have to have fresh tomatoes for that dish. Maybe you have tomato paste or canned tomatoes. Learn to substitute wisely. And four, batch cook and transform. Cook too much rice? No worries. Today's rice can be tomorrow's fried rice or rice pudding. Two of my favorites. Think about how leftovers can be repurposed into new, exciting meals. And number five, spices are your magic wand. Never underestimate the power of spices. They can turn the most mundane ingredients into a culinary masterpiece, my friend. So, here are five mix and match meals that will help you. Number one is a bean bonanza. Protein is canned beans, carb is rice, and veggie is a frozen corn. Mix these in the pot with some taco seasoning, and you've got yourself a Tex-Mex feast. Number two is a pantry pasta. Proteins canned tuna, carb is a pasta, and veggie are peas. Yes, the frozen kind work wonders. Toss it all together with some olive oil, garlic, and lemon zest for a refreshing twist. Number three, ultimate stir fry. Protein is frozen chicken strips or chicken breast if you have it. Carb is your leftover rice, and veggies, whatever frozen or fresh veggies you have. Splash in some soy sauce, a hint of honey, and you've got an Asian-inspired delight. Number four is a chickpea fritter fun. Protein is canned chickpeas. Carb is a bit of flour or breadcrumbs, and veggie, shredded carrots or zucchini. Mix, shape into patties, and fry. Serve with a side of yogurt or tahini sauce. And number five is super easy meal. It's a protein, the lentils, the carb are diced potatoes, and veggies is spinach. Stir these into a pot with broth or water, some herbs, and let it simmer to perfection. So there you have it, my friend, a treasure trove of ideas to make meal planning a breeze without having to dash to the store. Remember, the key is creativity, flexibility, and a dash of daring. Who knew that the dented can of beans or that frozen chunk of mystery meat could lead to something delightful? Say farewell to those takeout menus, because you got this. And in the stormy evening that set me on the path, taught me more than just how to improvise in the kitchen. It reminded me of the joy of cooking, the art of meal creation, and that sometimes constraints can inspire the most delicious solutions. So next time you think your kitchen is bare, think again. There's a culinary adventure waiting to happen, and no shopping is required. Remember, the world is your oyster, or in this case, your pantry is your treasure chest. Dive in, get creative, and let the flavors fly. Who knows? You might just surprise yourself with what you can whip up. And bon appetit. And thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm so grateful for you, and I absolutely love spending this time with you. And I just hope you have a blessed and beautiful week. And there you have it, my beautiful mama. If this episode encouraged, inspired, or helped you in some way, I'd love if you share it with a friend so they can be encouraged too. Then let's hang out at the Meal Planning for Busy Moms Insider. I share weekly tips, inspiration, and menu plans and recipes you won't find on the podcast. So once the link will be in the show notes, and I'll be waiting for you in my next episode. I drop them Wednesdays and Sundays. Bye for now.